Chair, Your Excellencies, and distinguished delegates. The challenges of global movements are too onerous and complex for individual countries to address alone. Australia commends UNHCR and our fellow member states for developing sustained and multifaceted strategies to address the complex drivers of large scale of movements of refugees. As one of the world's major resettlement countries, Australia will scale up its regular yearly intake of refugees for permanent resettlement to 18,750 per year, beginning in 2018, and has also bolstered global humanitarian efforts by providing 12,000 additional places to Iraqi and Syrian refugees. Australia will also dedicate a number of places over the next 3 years to displaced people from specific protracted refugee situations. This multi-year commitment will better support UNHCR's planning and management. Australia particularly welcomes the adoption of the New York Declaration and the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework on 19 September, which commits us all to achieve more equitable responsibility sharing and strengthen protection by developing a global compact on refugees. Chair, given the depth of expertise that lies here in Geneva, we strongly support UNHCR leading the negotiations on the global compact. The Global Compact on Refugees will provide a blueprint for states to take pragmatic measures to manage refugee populations in accordance with international protection principles. Integral to maintaining the integrity of the Refugee Convention and a fully functioning international protection system is the obligation that states accept the return of those nationals who have not been found to be refugees. There are now over 65 million people displaced worldwide. The scale of this problem speaks for itself and must drive us to pursue a comprehensive approach through improved governance and coordinated whole-of-society responses to these crises. Our collective response must involve clever, coordinated work that brings together different actors and targets the drivers of large-scale refugee crises. This involves more focused efforts to address the causes and consequences of displacement, innovative and flexible ways to provide humanitarian development assistance to countries of first asylum and host countries who are shouldering significant burdens, and redoubled efforts to increase voluntary repatriations. The High Commissioner has made repatriations a priority. Working to establish environments that are conducive to return goes to the heart of what a refugee wants most, to be able to return home in safety and dignity. Chair, Australia's response to the refugee crisis has been pragmatic and compassionate. Effective border protection and management targeting the work of people smugglers has underwritten stronger public confidence in Australia's refugee program, and it has stopped the tragic and all too frequent occurrence of people drowning at sea. Australia's approach has created the space for greater generosity. Australia has committed $220 million to assist those affected by the conflict in Syria. At the Leaders Summit in New York, our Prime Minister committed a further $130 million over 3 years to support humanitarian partners to address the global refugee and displacement crisis, including through supporting UN efforts on peace building. Australia encourages states to pursue more innovative solutions to increase access to safe and lawful resettlement pathways for displaced persons through labour, education, and family reunion opportunities. With this in mind, our Prime Minister announced in New York the establishment of 1,000 resettlement places under a community support program, which will enable families, communities, and businesses to sponsor and support new arrivals. This program will harness the willingness and expertise of Australian communities to support resettlement. Regional cooperation will remain vital. Australia works in concert with its neighbours, including through the regional Bali process, which earlier this year issued its first ministerial declaration. The declaration recognised the need for a comprehensive protection-sensitive approach to managing irregular migration, the need to address root causes, and the need for measures to prevent and reduce statelessness. As a member of the group of Friends to End Statelessness, Australia welcomes UNHCR's I Belong campaign, which aims to end statelessness by 2024. International solidarity, the protection of dignity, and the recognition of positive contributions by refugees is vital. Australia is one of the most culturally diverse and socially cohesive nations in the world. We remain committed to delivering integration services which are world-class. In this spirit, in the domestic context, Australia is continuing to invest an additional $10.9 million over 3 years to expand the Community Hubs program to increase refugees' participation and engagement in communities and implement a Career Pathways pilot to assist newly arrived refugees find employment in jobs that match their skills. Chair, we must work together to capitalize and build on the great momentum flowing from New York and ensure its results in practical action. Australia stands committed to the task of improving and deepening global collaboration on international protection. I thank you.